Good evening. My name is Ken L. Nafziger, and I'm the Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students. This evening, we are gathered at this matriculation ceremony to mark the formal beginning of your journey as undergraduate university students at EMU. Today, you have matriculated. You have made official your choice to join this particular university at this particular time in your life. All of us at EMU, your admissions counselors, faculty, staff, and administrators, do not take any of you for granted as you join us here today. As can be seen on the EMU mission statements on the banners as displayed behind me in this Lehman Auditorium, EMU has nearly a 100-year tradition marked by academic excellence, creative process, professional competence, and passionate Christian faith combined with concern for the common good. Out of our concern for the common good, we place emphasis on cross-cultural awareness, care for creation, practices of peace and justice arts, and the art of service to others. In all of these endeavors, we look to Jesus as our role model, the living Word made flesh to dwell among us and to guide us in the way of truth and justice. We are also a liberal arts university, which cares deeply for our students as whole persons. To that end, we intentionally encourage holistic student development in spiritual, social, emotional, and academic dimensions. A variety of journeys have resulted in us gathering here in this place on this particular occasion. Among us are students who have traveled from home places very far away, and we extend a warm greeting to our international students and third culture students. Also gathered here are over 60 students who began their educational journeys at other institutions and have chosen to join the EMU community as transfer students. Finally, we have, as many of you are, traditional first-year students who each have unique and varied stories which have led you to join our journey here at EMU on this particular night. Tonight's service is a bookend of the university experience. Matriculation marks a beginning. In April of 2020, approximately 4 years from now, this same group of first-year students will gather in this or a similar place in a similar way for a baccalaureate service. Likewise, our transfer students will join the rest of your EMU colleagues for their baccalaureate service in 1, 2, or 3 years. The baccalaureate service is another bookend of the university experience, but an ending. Already, I anticipate that day for you. But in the meantime, there is much experiencing and learning to take place. That's what we want to highlight in this matriculation ceremony. I will now ask Dr. Lee Snyder, our interim president, to lead us in an opening invocation.
Please join me in prayer. God of grace and mercy, we gather this evening in the presence of your Spirit, acknowledging this is a time of transition. We pray for a sense of peace for students amid the mixed emotions of excitement and anxiety. We pray that parents will feel a readiness to send daughters and sons into a new setting, trusting that your hand will be guiding them. We pray that we who are faculty and staff will extend a warm and gracious welcome to this group of new students seeking to provide a nurturing, supportive community. We pray that for the students, this will be a time of new experiences, a time to develop meaningful relationships, and a time to learn deeply and broadly. We pray that these students, and indeed all of us, will be shaped into the persons you want us to be, who seek not just knowledge, but true wisdom, who live gently on the earth, who cry with our brothers and sisters who are suffering, who follow the way of peace in a world filled with violence, who work for healing in the midst of brokenness, who hunger and thirst for what is right, who strive to do justice love kindness, and walk humbly with you, O Lord. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to our scripture readers. Rebecca Hoskins is a first-year volleyball player majoring in social work. Rebecca is from Danville, Virginia. Ian Bomberger is a first-year soccer player majoring in engineering. Ian is from Goshen, Indiana. Welcome, Rebecca and Ian.
Good evening. Tonight's Old Testament reading is included in Eastern Mennonite University's vision statement, a passage of which can be seen on the banner hanging on my right. Micah 6, 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
A portion of today's New Testament scripture reading, Eastern Mennonite University's founding statements in 1917. Hear and consider
Christian between men and women, between gay and straight. In our public life, we see hatred, or even worse, indifference to the lives and concerns of people who are other than we are. Our concern for self-preservation as individuals and groups leads us to devalue others, denying them dignity and freedom. In such a state of fear, the very existence of a healthy democracy or civil discourse or cooperation with others in facing challenges seems less and less possible. This state of affairs comes about when there is an absence of love. In fact, indifference, fear, and division is precisely the opposite of love. In the midst of all this, EMU strives to provide an alternative, a community of learning where differences are valued, where respectful debate is encouraged, and where we collaborate across our differences in order to constructively confront the very real challenges we face as a human species. This is not an easy task, but one thing I know is that love is essential if we are to succeed at it. Respectful collaboration across our many social and religious divides entails risks, but a community grounded in love provides a safe context where people are willing and able to take such risks. Tonight's ceremony marks your choice to enter this community of learning whose foundation is love. It marks your willingness to take the risk of joining together with others who are different from you, to reach across the boundaries that may divide you and join hands to take on some very difficult tasks. It's a hard thing to learn the rules of an academic discipline and to rigorously apply your reason to address problems that our elders have not yet been able to solve. But the work is easier when we're surrounded by people who love and respect us, and when we extend the same love and respect to others. Love, as another old song says, is a many splendored thing. And there are at least three different ways that love is at the center of what we do at EMU. And I want to spend a little time thinking about each one of them: the love of learning, the love of others, and the love of Jesus. The love of learning is the first love of a liberal arts education, and EMU is a liberal arts university. Although we have many professional programs at both the undergraduate and graduate levels, each of them views the liberal arts and the theological, ethical, and humanistic questions that animate the liberal arts as central to how they prepare students for the professions. The love of learning is foundational for the liberal arts. And I'm thinking here of a passion, a keen desire to know more about the world around us, and a special attraction to a particular question or academic discipline. A chief goal of your faculty is to ignite in you a spark of curiosity and to fan that spark into a flame that that will persist as a lifelong love of learning. This love is reflected in the very design of our curriculum, organized around specific disciplines, progressing over the course of a degree program ever more deeply into specialized knowledge, and carried by the passions of faculty and students yearning to know more about the special object of their curiosity. The love of learning is articulated in EMU's vision statement, when we envision a learning community marked by academic excellence, creative process, professional competence, and passionate Christian faith. At EMU, Jesus is our role model for the love of learning, as we observe him teaching throughout the gospel narratives by telling evocative stories and following them up with piercing questions. We will push you to identify the questions that ignite your intellectual passions and to pursue those questions ever more deeply using the ideas and methods of your particular academic disciplines. Doesn't that sound like love? The second kind of love that is central to an EMU education is the love of others. The deepest and most lasting learning happens at the margins of your existence, the places you go when you move beyond your prejudices, your comfort zones, and your taken-for-granted notions of how the world works. That happens best when you reach a hand out to others who are outside your social boundaries. It takes love to make such an effort. Now, this is not just mushy love talk. We know from rigorous educational research and from evaluating our own experience as a university that the most effective and robust means for developing intelligent curiosity and critical thinking skills is a constructive encounter with diversity. And if our engagement with otherness is to be constructive, it needs to occur within a context of belonging, a sustained relationship that enables learning to take place. That's where love comes in, as the glue that holds us together in a shared sense of belonging with and for each other in a community of learning. Love of the other drives us to reach across our majors and academic disciplines to collaborate in learning with and from others who hold different perspectives. Whenever we engage in collaborative scholarship or address important issues together from our diverse perspectives, we are expressing love for others, and we're opening ourselves to new learning in the process. Each of our academic divisions and departments develops their curriculum and co-curricular activities in order to promote the deep learning that comes from engaging difference across social boundaries and encountering people, places, and ideas that are different from us. This commitment to learning from others at our personal margins is reflected most explicitly in our cross-cultural studies requirement. In order to graduate with an EMU degree, you will be required to engage in an intensive cross-cultural study semester or summer term, often in another country. You will be asked to encounter new and strange situations, people, and ideas with open minds, embracing arms, and generous spirits. That is the essence of love for the other. It will be the occasion of life-changing learning for you and maybe even for those you encounter. You will also have life-changing encounters with others in your everyday life here on campus, not only in the classroom, but in your residence halls, your student associations, and in co-curricular activities in the arts, athletics, student organizations, or campus ministries. These are the sites for engaging with others from diverse backgrounds and perspectives and learning together in the process. And life-changing learning will happen best when you meet those others with love and respect. This aspect of love is reflected in our EMU mission statement when we state that we prepare students to serve and lead in a global context by way of guided practice and life-changing cross-cultural encounter. In a learning process founded on love for others, we learn about who we are as social beings and how to build relationships and institutions that embody peace and justice and promote human flourishing. We come together in building a sustainable learning community that is greater than the sum of its parts. Doesn't that sound like love? Finally, and most importantly for EMU, a Christian university like no other, the soul of our university is animated by the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus has a dual impact on our learning. First, in Jesus, we meet the God who is love, and we begin to comprehend the nature of God's love for us, for creation, and especially for those on the margins. And second, as we reflect the love of Jesus in our own lives, we are moved to take the risk of reaching across our boundaries to engage those on our margins. Ever since the 16th century, Anabaptist Mennonite Christians have held that we can see and experience the love of God best and most concretely in the life and teachings of Jesus, and that as Christians, we express God's love by following the way of Jesus. This core theological claim is our university's distinctive character within the broad liberal arts stream, and even distinguishes us from many other Christian liberal arts universities. It's reflected in our curriculum by our emphasis on putting theory into practice. Love for God's creation is at the core of our campus-wide commitment to sustainability and is the foundation for our new Center for Sustainable Climate Solutions launched just 2 weeks ago. The love of Jesus is articulated in our EMU vision statement when we commit ourselves to offering healing and hope in our diverse world by doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. As we live into that vision, we follow Jesus' call to bear witness to truth, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. Doesn't that sound like love? We think of EMU as a safe, warm, and loving community, and we do all we can to make it so. But it's only fair to warn you that the kind of love I've described this evening entails risk. When you practice your love of learning, you put at risk much of the knowledge you have previously taken for granted. You put aside your comfortable certainties and open yourself to creative uncertainty. When you practice your love for others, you leave the warm embrace of those who are near and dear and open yourself to the risk of relationships with others who may seem strange or will challenge your basic assumptions. When you practice the love of Jesus, you risk being scoffed at by those in power for being countercultural or spending too much time on the margins. But you are entering a community of learning that supports you in taking such risks. You can do so safely because you belong to a community that loves and cares for you. So I dare you to take the risk of love, to find the joy in delving deeply into difficult and important questions, to embrace the challenge of fully engaging with others who are different from you in significant ways, to follow the way of Jesus, doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly as you put into practice all that you are learning. By risking love, you embark on an adventure that will take you places beyond what you have dreamed and where you will learn about yourself, about the world, and about your place in God's will for creation. Bon voyage. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ness. Well, students, up to this point, you have been relating to your admissions counselors and their excellent care in guiding you through the maze of college admissions, all of which is part of the enrollment division. Now, I'm pleased to introduce to you Dr. Jim Smucker, Vice President for Enrollment.
Thanks, Dr. Nafsinger. It's really great to have you here because summers are so boring around here without students. A special greeting to all you parents as well, and guardians and friends and relatives of the incoming graduating classes of 2018 and 2020. As finally the day has come and you're now entering the Academy of Higher Learning, Students, you've worked hard for a number of years to prepare yourself for this accomplishment. You have received numerous achievements along the way, which we honor and pay respects. We're very proud of you and this incoming class. Parents, it's been only 3 years since I delivered my youngest of three children to college. I've been where you are now. I remember feeling deeply the sense of pride, while at the same time, the sense of loss that you may be experiencing at this moment. Although, let me add, if it's your last one, the emptiness is really fun. Students, some of your loved ones, if they're like me, won't even make it to the car before they completely lose it. And that is because this transition is full of our hopes and dreams for an incredible and unforgettable life for you. For new first-year students, here's a little bit of advice. When mom wants to unpack all your clothes and make your bed, let her. When dad wants to introduce himself to all the people on your floor, let him. When they want to take pictures of every move you make this weekend, let them. If they embarrass you or act crazy, they're parents, that's their job. As you start this new chapter of your life, they are also starting a new chapter of their lives. And believe it or not, this is probably more difficult for them than it is for you. So let them treat you like your baby for one last time. If you're sitting here as an entering new student, I want to acknowledge those who have made it possible for you to be here today. There have been many sacrifices made by parents, teachers, relatives, friends, church parishioners, and others who have served as continual lanterns, leading you along the way and served you as a solid cornerstone of support. If you have been the benefactor of love and support and hard work of others so that you can be here today, let's take a moment to thank them with our applause. Today, the incoming first-year students demonstrate tremendous diversity as they hail from 22 different states and 11 different countries from around the world. This class represents 23 different religions as well as those who are not religiously affiliated. This class is 59% female and 41% male. 83% of this first-year class attended public school, while 17% attended private. We're quite aware that diversity is a key to being a universal first-rate university, and we celebrate such diversity as 32% of our incoming class is non-white. When it comes to majors of interest, 31 of you are interested in biology or pre-med, while another 49 are interested in nursing. We're also excited about the courageous 30 students who are undeclared. We're so incredibly blessed to have each one of you here at EMU and as part of our family. Our hope is that you realize not only the significance of Eastern Mennonite University, but your own significance as well. We want you to gain a sense of purpose, and as Fred said, a feeling of belonging. We want something to call out to you, demanding the very best of your gifts, the very best of your talents, and the very best of your mind. We know you will make us proud. So on behalf of the entire enrollment division, we welcome you. We bless you, and we now deliver you to the care of the Student Life Division under the attention of Dr. Ken Nafsinger, Academic Division under the care of Dr. Deirdre Longacre Smeltzer. Blessings to you all.
At this time, we're pleased to have our undergraduate dean, Dr. Deirdre Longacre Smeltzer, come and address us. The presentation of class and conferment.
Good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to see all of you here as well. As you have been hearing, this is a time of significant transition for you and for your parents, students and parents, from high school or other activities post-high school into the undergraduate academic setting. As the undergraduate academic dean, it's ultimately my responsibility to make sure that you have a good educational experience. We know that there are many reasons why you might have chosen EMU. We also hope that the pursuit of an academic degree is the key reason that you're here. You've already heard some of the ways that an EMU education is not a generic education. We do our best to infuse our core values, which are rooted in our Christian Anabaptist faith and a long, almost 100-year institutional tradition, into all of our academic programs. So regardless of what you're studying, you'll hear some of these themes that have already been mentioned: cross-cultural awareness, care for creation, service to others, throughout the curriculum. The fact that EMU is a liberal arts institution means that we believe you're going to learn the most and reach your full potential by taking courses in a broad spectrum of disciplines, from the natural sciences to history and literature to the creative arts. We're a small school, which means that you'll be able to learn to know your classmates and develop close mentoring relationships with your professors. All of you who are first-year students will be taking a transitions course, and most of you will also be taking a college writing class. So any transitions leaders and college writing instructors who are here this evening, would you please stand? And remain standing for a minute. These people are going to be important folks for you to connect with as you are navigating your first semester here at EMU. In addition, whether you are a first-year student or a transfer student, you'll be filling out your schedule with courses from the general education curriculum or courses that will help you proceed toward your completion of your chosen major. So would all other undergraduate faculty who are present please join the transitions leaders and college writing instructors in standing? And I'd like us to just give these folks a hand. These people are very dedicated to developing you all as students, not only in terms of your academic pursuits, but also as whole people. Students, I encourage you to start this evening getting to know these people. They will be important in your lives. Thank you very much. And now would all the new students please stand? At this point, you are an EMU student. At 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, just 2.5 days from now, classes will begin and you'll be off on your academic journey. I welcome each of you formally to the Academy. May you keep your eyes firmly fixed on your academic goals while cultivating the habits of mind, body, and spirit that will enable you to grow and develop in healthy ways. Thank you. And to conclude our service this evening, I invite everyone to stand, if you're able, for the singing of hymn number 71 in the blue hymnal. Leading the hymn will be Dr. Laura Yoder, Associate Professor of Nursing. As we sing the first verse, the students will process out of the auditorium while the rest of us continue to sing. Following the hymn, you are dismissed, and everyone is invited to head to Thomas Plaza for the dessert reception.